有的时候有人问说，为什么我们要关心耶稣基督？
And sometimes there are non-Christians that we work with who say, oh, I don't need Jesus, I'm not a sinner.
有的时候跟我们一起工作的非基督说，哦，我不需要耶稣基督这些事。
And ironically, a lot of Christians can show the same attitude or have the same feeling.
但是很特别的就是，有的时候基督徒也有同样的态度。
You know, sometimes we feel safe, we feel like there's no real problems in our lives, and we slowly begin to not care so much about who Jesus is and the sin in our lives.
有的时候我们觉得很安全，觉得没有什么可以担忧的事情，渐渐的我们就不关心有没有基督这回事。
And so today I want to ask if we have feelings like that, or if you know people that are a little bit like that, how do we understand Jesus and how he helps us?
那么如果今天你有这样的态度，或者是你知道有一些人有这样的态度，那么我们今天就是在讲这个问题，我们跟基督是有什么样的关系。
And in the book of Hebrews,There is a church that has a lot of problems.
在这个希伯来书里面，提到有一个教会有很多的问题。
And a lot of the problems come from just sort of slowly drifting away from Christ.
那么有一些问题呢，就是他们逐渐的远离了基督。
And the ironic thing is, he doesn't come. The author doesn't come and talk about the problems.He talks about the solution.
所以这个很特别的事情就是，这个作者呢，他不是来说怎么样解决问，讲到这些问题，而是说这个问题怎么样能够得到解决。
And I think a lot of times for us, if we understand who Jesus is, we can work out a lot of the problems in our lives.
那么如果我们知道基督是谁。那么所有的问题都能够解决了。
Okay, and we can see here, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这里说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But then it tells us not only who he is, but the role he plays in our lives.
不但是说他是谁，而且是说他所做的一些职位。
So,First, Jesus is the prophet. He brings God's word to us. He is the prophet.
首先，基督是先知，他把神的话语带给我们。
And second, he is the priest. The prophet brings God's word to us. The priest brings us to God.
所以第二个，他是一个祭司，先知把神的话带给我们，祭司把我们带到神的面前。
And the third is that Jesus is our king, but I want to say he is our warrior king that fights for us.
所以第三个是说到基督是我们的王，那我要加重的说，他是一个王，为我们征战的王。
So as we begin to look at our Bible text in the next slide, look at for that. God is the Jesus the prophet, the priest, and the king.
所以当我们看这个经节的时候，让我们去找出来，主耶稣是我们的先知，是我们的祭司，是我们的王。
Now watch this. He says, God spoke to our fathers long ago, in many times and in many ways.
圣经上说，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
But in these last days,
就在这个末世的时候，
and so this is interesting because 2,000 years ago, the Bible said it was the last days.
很有趣的就是说，在2000年以前，圣经就说这是末世。
In these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. It's the final word.
就在这末世，借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
And his son is the one that he appointed heir. He will inherit. He is the heir of all things. And watch this. And through whom God created the world.
又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造这个世界。
And because he has the power to create us, he has the power to save us.
因为他有权力来创造我们，也有权力来拯救我们。
Then he says, he, Jesus, is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature.
然后又说他是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And he upholds the whole universe by the word of his power.
常用他的全能的命令托着万有。
Now he goes on to talk about Jesus as our priest and king.
然后他们就会提到主耶稣是我们的祭司，也是我们的王。
So as we go on to the next slide, here it says, after making purification for sins, after he purified us, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
所以他然后就说他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
So you see, he's the priest that has become the king.
所以他是这个祭司，现在成了是我们的王。
But he's also the warrior king.
那么他是一个征战的王。
So in chapter 10, he says the same thing.
在第十章，他也同样的说到这件事。
So he says here, after he offered one sacrifice for sins for all time,
那么他基督献上了一次永远的赎罪祭。
He sat down at the right hand of God.
就在神的右边坐下来。
From that time on, until his enemies, and we need to know what his enemies are made a footstool for his feet.
从此就等候他的仇敌成了他的脚凳。我们现在要知道谁是他的仇敌。
So what does it mean that Jesus is our prophet, our priest, or our king?
那么怎么样，什么意思呢？基督是我们的先知，是我们的祭司，是我们的王。
And may I ask if we could all stand as I pray that God would speak to us this morning?
可不可以请大家起立？我要祷告，求神让我们理解。
God Almighty in heaven, we do want to open our hearts to you.
全能的神，我们要向你敞开我们的心。
Help us to see and honor who you are.
让我们能看见，让我们也能尊重你是谁。
I pray that my words will encourage us to turn to you in times of trouble.
我祷告，巴不得我的话语能够在困难的时候帮助我们。
Cause us to trust you.
让我们能够信靠你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
请。Please sit down.
Okay. Do you know, we often feel very safe in life.
有的时候我们觉得我们的生活非常的安全。
I grew up in Los Angeles.
我从在洛杉矶地带长大。
And, you know, my father now lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, Guigu, Silicon Valley.
所以我的父亲现在还住在硅谷，在
Silicon Valley.
是在西谷。
Okay. And Sandy's parents, they just live right next to my father, a few minutes away in Palo Alto by Stanford.
师母的家里也是住在我家我父亲的附近，靠近 Palo Alto.
Now, when you have Google, it must be safe.
如果你又在那个地方有一个 Google 的机构，一定是很安全的。
Google is in Mountain View.
Google 呢是在 Mountain View.
And then there's Apple. Apple is in Cupertino.
然后另外一个公司是 Apple， 它就在 Cupertino 的地方。
It's got to be safe.
一定是很安全的。
But recently I saw some news that made me question how safe it was.
最近呢，我看到一些新闻，让我怀疑说到底那个地方有多安全。
So as we turn to the next slide, we're going to see some of the things that I saw recently.
那么现在我们下一个影片呢，就会看到最近新闻上看到些什么。
Now, have you ever been to the San Francisco Bay Area?
你们有没有去过旧金山海湾的那一带地方啊？
Very safe and developed.
好像发展得很好，很进步，很安全。
Now, first you see, this is Mountain View where my father lives.
那么这个是在那个山景城，是我爸爸住的地方。
That's Google Country.
这个是 Google 的地带。
But recently, there was a mountain lion in a parking garage.
那么最近呢，有一个山狮跑到这个停车场的地方。
Can you imagine your daughter calling you up and saying, Dad, I just parked my car, but there's a mountain lion over there. I don't know what to do.
那你可不可以想象到，如果你的女儿忽然打电话给你说，我刚刚停了车子，那儿旁边就有一个山狮。
And I would say, Elizabeth, there's no mountain lions here.
那我会跟她说，伊丽莎白她的女儿，这里没有山狮的。
But that policeman and this cage are from a very real mountain lion that suddenly appeared in a parking garage.In Mountain View, where my father lives.
那么这里有一个警察，有一些笼子，有一个狮子，就在那个三井城的停车场那边。
My father's an old man, but I want him to be safe.
我的爸爸是一个老人家了，我要他很安全。
And then this second story is in Cupertino, where Apple is.
那么第二个故事呢，是在 Cupertino 城，是那个。
Okay, yeah, it's all in one.
是在 Cupertino, 是在同一张那另外一个影片上面。
This is
在那个苹果公司的所在地。
A 10-minute drive from my father.
就是离我父亲家就开车十分钟就到了。
2 weeks ago.
两星期以前。
A little 6-year-old boy in his parents and another family were walking through the trails in a park.
那么在两星期以前，有一个六岁的孩子跟他的父母亲在走一个附近的一个走道上面走路。
And the little boy, he ran ahead of his parents.
那个
6-year-old boys do that.
那么那个小男孩呢，就跑在他父母亲的前面。
And suddenly, a lion comes out and attacks the boy.
突然之间，这一个狮子跑出来攻击那个小男孩。
I thought it was a safe place.
我以为这是一个很安全的地方。
And sometimes we feel like we live in a safe world.
有的时候，我们觉得我们住的地方也非常安全。
You know, there is no Satan. I don't have to worry about Satan.
这里没有什么撒旦，我用不着担心撒旦。
But Peter tells us we have to be careful.
但是彼得告诉我们说，我们要小心。
Don't fall asleep.
不要睡着了。
Don't fall asleep spiritually, and don't fall asleep in my sermon.
所以，不要在灵里面睡着了，也不要在我讲道的时候睡着了。
See, what does the Bible say? It says your adversary or your enemy, the devil.He prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking somebody to devour. It means to eat.
彼得前书说，你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍体游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Stay away.
醒着，醒醒。
When the devil comes, turn to Jesus.
当魔鬼来的时候，转向基督。
A third story.
第三个故事。
第三个故事。Yeah. Okay. Last week.
上个星期。
See, this is all very new, isn't it?
这都是很新的新闻呢。
In Los Angeles, in the valley, a place called Thousand Oaks.
所以在这个洛杉矶的附近有一个城叫做一千棵玉树 Thousand Oak.
Somebody saw a parent saw a white cobra snake going in their backyard and it went down a hole.
那么有一个父母亲看到一个毒蛇眼镜蛇在他们的后院子然后钻到洞里面去了
They took a picture.
他拍了一张照片
It was what is called a white cobra snake
是一个白的眼镜蛇
You know, if it bites you, you can die
那么假设被咬了一下的话你立刻会死掉
Now, Los Angeles has cobra snakes
洛杉矶会出现一个毒蛇
In the backyard where my children play?
在这个后院子是我孩子们游戏的地方。
So it was in the news. It was in the newspapers. Everybody in the neighborhood who watched the news and who or read the newspapers, they knew.
所以在这个新闻上登出来，所以在这个社区里面看了这个新闻的人就知道了。
And because somebody watched the news on the TV or the computer or they read the newspaper and they knew when the snake came to their backyard they were safe because they knew the problem
所以当他们看了电视或者看了新闻还是在电脑上知道了这件事以后他们知道他们是安全的因为他们知道了这件事
so 3-4 days later one family they went out in their backyard And they saw the snake, and they knew to call and ask for help.
所以三四天以后，有一个人看到了在后院里有这个蛇，他们知道了以后，立刻打电话。
We have a snake that wants to harm us.
我们这里也有一个蛇要想伤害我们。
We need to know who to call.
那么我们知道要打电话给谁。要通知谁?
At the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says something about that snake.
在圣经的最后一本书启示录里面谈到了这个蛇。
It says that great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, that ancient snake.
这个大龙就是那个古蛇。
He's called the devil or Satan.He's the one who deceives the world.
他叫名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。
And in that chapter, it says he was thrown down out of heaven, so he can't accuse us before God. But it said he was very angry, and he started to make war on the saints. He started to fight against Jesus' followers.
所以他因为他被从赶出了天堂被摔在地下他很有很多的怒气他就来攻击所有的圣者所有信神的人
We're not always as safe as we think
我们不像我们所想象的那么安全
So we need to know who Jesus is because he is the one who will help us
所以我们需要知道到底基督是谁？他是唯一能够帮助我们的人。
And the first thing we know is that Jesus is the Son of God.
首先我们要知道，耶稣基督是神的儿子。
So we see here that Jesus is, go ahead, is the Son of God.
Okay, 耶稣基督，神的儿子。
And how it's spoken here is it says he.God has spoken to us in his son, who is the one who has been appointed as heir. He will inherit all things, meaning the whole universe belongs to him.
神就在这个末世的时候借着他的儿子晓谕我们又早立他为承受万有的。
And he quotes Psalm 2, which was written 700 years before Jesus and says,You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
所以他就 揭露了诗篇第二篇说你是我的儿子我今天 指定你
And you know God when Jesus was baptized said you are my son when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain God spoke from heaven and he said this is my son both times he quotes from this prophecy about Jesus
所以在他被受洗的时候主耶稣受洗的时候有说声音说你是我的儿子在他在山上转变形象的时候又说你是我的儿子
And since he is going to inherit everything he tells us that if we remain his people we also will inherit the universe with him
既然他立他在承受万有那么假使我们是他的子民的话我们也会承受万有
And so the first thing we need to know is that Jesus is the prophet
所以首先我们需要知道主耶稣是这个先知
Jesus is our prophet 下一个 And as the prophet he brings God's word to us
And
it's really important that we listen to what he says to us.
所以很重要的就是要听他所说的话。
Here he says, God spoke to us, that is to our fathers, many different times and many different ways in the past. That is the Old Testament.
所以就说神在古的时候借着先知多次多方的小谕这些列祖
But in these last days
但是在最后的时候做末世的时候
Now this is interesting because I always think last days is at the end of the world before Jesus returns
所以这个是很有趣的一件事因为我常常觉得末世的话是到世界末了的时候
So I readthat 2,000 years ago, the Bible said, this is the last days. I'm a little confused.
所以当我读圣经读到说这个末世的时候那我有一点给搞乱。
You know, that's because we stand here and we look backwards.
因为我们现在是站在这里我们往后看。
But the odd thing is if you really study the New Testament says the last days came when Jesus died on the cross and went to heaven,And the last days are from that time all the way until he comes back.
所以你要读圣经的话，就是说主当主耶稣被钉在十字架死了以后，末世就是从那个时候开始的，到现在。
No, that's because we stand here and look back, but at that time they stood here when Jesus arrived and they realized the last days had come.
所以因为我们站在这里看以前的事情。那么在那个时候主耶稣钉死十字架的时候从那个时候开始就是末世的开始
But what does it tell us about the last days?
那么他告诉我们末世的时候该怎么样呢
It says God spoke to us by his son
是说神借着他的儿子对我们说话晓谕我们
What does it mean that he spoke to us by his son?
那么什么意思叫做他借着他的儿子晓谕我们呢
Basically, what he says is God has said Jesus is the final prophet, the final word about God.
所以基本上就是说主神说基督就是一个最后的一个先知是最后给我们的神的话语。
And so all of the prophets in the Old Testament, they look forward to the time when Jesus would come and die on the cross and go to heaven.
在以前旧约里面所有的先知就是他们往前看看到说主耶稣基督有一天来为我们的罪定死。
And the New Testament looks back to when Jesus died and explains to us why he died.
那么新约圣经是看着基督然后告诉我们基督死以后该做些什么。
And so, may I borrow this?
Okay, sure.
Okay. And so what that means is because he is the final word, this is the only word of God that we need, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因为那些是最后的话,所以这本圣经,新约旧约,是我们所需 唯一需要的一本书。
If we read this, we can see who Jesus is.
如果我们读这本书，我们就知道耶稣基督是谁。
And everything we need to know about God is in here.
所有是要我们要想知道关于神的事，都在这本书里面。
We don't need another book written by somebody else later.
我们不需要说有别人在迟一些、晚一些时候再另外写的一本书。
We don't need anybody to rise up and say, "I'm telling you a prophecy from God."
也我们也不需要任何人说我是一个先知，我要告诉你一些神给我的话。
Everything is in here.
因为所有的一切神小意的事情都在这里。
He tells us who God is.
他告诉我们神是谁。
And he comes and he shows to us everything about God.
他来了，他把神显示给我们看。
And if we know what it says about God, we understand everything else in the world.
如果我们知道谁是神，那么我们就对世界上所有的事情都能够了解了。
If we see him, we understand all of the spiritual dangers in the world.
如果我们见到他，我们就知道任何属灵的危险。
Now in Jesus' day, people saw. They said, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world."
那么在主耶稣的日子里面，他说，有很多人说，这个就是神要来的先知，这真是那要到世间来的先知。
And so he brings us God's word to help us to see life.
他把神的话语带给我们，能够看见他的光。
Also to see who Jesus, see who God is. He reveals God's image.
他把神的形象，神的真相显给我们看，让我们知道神是怎么样的。
He says he is the radiance. He shines out everything about the glory of God.
它是神荣耀所发出的光辉。
If we want to know who God is, we just look at Jesus.
所以我们想要知道神是怎么样，我们就是来看
基督。We want to know who God is, we just read the book.
如果我们想要知道神是怎么样一个神，要读这本书。
But it also says he is the exact imprint of God's nature.
他就另外说他是神本体的真相。什么叫做实实在在的真相呢？
Now, in the Roman days, the emperor had an image of, and it was made on a coin. And when they would make a coin, they would take the metal and put it right into a print. And when you pull it out, it shows exactly who the emperor is.
所以在这个罗马王的时代，他们有一个钱币，钱币上面就印了这个罗马王的像，你要拿出来的时候就会看到这个像。
So like this, this is George Washington.
那么这个钱上面有华盛顿总统的像。
If I want to see what George Washington is, I look at a quarter.
所以如果我想知道华盛顿是怎么样子的，我就看看这个两毛五分钱的钱币。
If I want to see what God is, I look at Jesus.
所以我如果想要知道神是什么样子，我就要看主耶稣基督。
How do you explain this to a child?
那么你怎么跟一个小朋友来解释这回事呢？
It's actually pretty easy here.
应该是很容易的事。
Okay. So you walk out that door and you go down where the toddler room is. You go down the hallway and you sit to this classroom where the toddlers are.
所以你从这个门出去，走到那个走廊，然后转弯到那个小朋友的那个班上。
One Thursday morning, I walked and I sat down there, and there was a couple of children sitting at a table playing with Play-Doh.
那么有一天我走过去，看到一些小朋友在那里玩那个塑泥。
So they take out this Play-Doh and they have these little prints.And you can take Play-Doh and put this, I don't know what you call it, a cutout on it, and it's in the exact shape of that imprint.
所以我就看到小朋友拿一个印章，然后就把它放在这个塑泥上，然后塑泥上就有一个完全相像的一个印出来的像。
And that's who Jesus is. He's the exact, exact exact imprint of God because he is God.
因为主耶稣基督所显出来的就是跟神的形象是完完全全一样的，因为他就是神。
And Paul says he's the image of the invisible God.
那么保罗说他是我们看不见的神的真相。
And so this is important because when Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, they sinned and they broke the image of God.
因为当亚当夏娃是按照神的形象来被创造的时候，但是他们把这个形象损坏了。
And so when God wants to save us and change us, he wants us to become the image of God again, so we have to see who Jesus is to know what he wants us to be.
所以神为了要救我们来恢复这个形象，所以他要让我们看到，用让主耶稣基督来显示给我们看神的形象。
And Jesus was very bold.
主耶稣基督是非常的勇敢。
He said, "No one has seen God ever, but I, the only God who am at the Father's right side, I've made him known."
他说，没有人见过神，但是我是坐在神的右边，我现在把神显示给你们看。
That's written by John, who spent 3 years with him.
这是约翰福音上写的，约翰曾经花3年的时间跟着耶稣。
Because the night before he died, Jesus said, "Whoever has seen me has seen God the Father. I am in God the Father, and God the Father is in me."
他说，如果在他快要死以前讲说，人从来没有，不是这个
，Yeah.
人从来没有看过神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Now.If we want to know who our enemy, our spiritual enemy is, don't look at the enemy, look at God.
所以，如果你想要知道谁是神的敌人呢，不要看这个敌人，要看神。
If we know God, we can recognize Satan.
如果我们能够认识神，我们就会知道撒旦是谁。
God is an absolutely perfect, holy God.
神是一个完完全全圣洁的神。
And so if we read about him, it brings us to look at God and see him in his holiness.
所以当我们读这本书的时候，我们就会看到神和他的圣洁。
And if we see God in his holiness because he is light,The light of God exposes our sinfulness and the sinfulness of the world around us.
当我们看到神的时候，我们就见到他的光，这个光就会把我们的罪显露出来，也会把这个世界的罪恶显露出来。
So if we spend all of our time reading newspapers and watching and listening to people, and all of our attention is on other people, because they are not holy and righteous,Our view of holiness becomes less and less and less, and sin becomes easier and easier and easier.
当我们常常花时间读报纸、听别人讲话，然后呢，我们对神的观念呢就越来越低。
And so, when we look up and we see and understand God, it helps us wake up.
如果我们能够看见到神的话。就会让我们醒悟过来。
Because suddenly we can see sin.
因为我们那时候就会看到什么是罪恶。
So, read the book, because in this book, God, through Jesus, brings his word to us so that we can see.
所以我们要读这本书，因为这本书里面，主耶稣把神显示给我们看，我们就能见到神的真相。
And so Jesus is not only the prophet that brings God's word to us, he is also the priest and the sacrifice that brings us to God.
所以主耶稣不但是一个先知，把神的话语带给我们，他是一个祭司，把这个祭物带到神面前。
So as our priest, he makes sacrifice for our sins.
所以 他是一个祭司，就为我们把牺牲品带到神面前。
That's why he says here, after he made purification for sins, purification means he cleansed us, he made us clean in God's presence through a sacrifice.
所以他洗净了人的罪，那么洗净了人的罪以后，就是把这个牺牲品带到神的面前。
Now, the book of Hebrews is interesting because it says Jesus is our high priest.
那么在这个希伯来书很有趣的地方，他说他是我们的大祭司，基督是我们的大祭司。
But the rest of the New Testament says he is the sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins.
但是在别的书上面也说呢，他是这个是这个牺牲，为我们牺牲了。
So he's both the priest and the sacrifice.
他是大祭司，也是这个牺牲者。
It's the same way that he is our shepherd and the Lamb of God.
所以同样的，他是我们的牧人，也是这个代罪的羔羊。
But because he is so holy and without sin, sometimes we are afraid to come to him.
有的时候他是那么样的圣洁，让我们不敢到他的面前来。
When we sin,We become ashamed and we want to stay away. We're afraid.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就觉得羞耻，我们要躲开他。
But he wants us to know here that we should not be afraid of him. I want you to look at this. He has been made like us in every respect. He's become fully human being, and that way he can be a merciful.
所以现在我们就要告诉大家是用不着怕他，因为他凡事就跟变得跟我们一样，他成为人变得跟我们一样。
And then he also tells us not to be afraid that God's going to be angry at us.
所以也不要害怕神的震怒会在我们的身上。
In I can only tell you this in English. I can't tell you this in Chinese. This word propitiation.Is very important.
这句话英文叫做 propitiation， 是很非常重要的话，中文翻着挽回祭。
Because God is so holy, when there is sin, God becomes righteous and angry, and the Bible tells us there is wrath of God.
所以，因为神是那么样的圣洁，当我们犯罪的时候，神的震怒就在我们身上。
But the word propitiation means it is a sacrifice where all of God's anger and wrath is punished on the animal, not on us.
所以这个挽回祭呢，就说神的震怒呢，就在被处置在这个动物的身上，而不处置在我们的身上。
So first he tells us.Don't be afraid to come to God with your sin, because He's merciful. But then, more importantly, He says, "Don't be ashamed and afraid, because He has taken all of God's anger and wrath and put it on Jesus at the cross."
所以他就说，你们不要害怕，因为神是一个慈悲忠信的神。然后他也告诉我们说，他要把这些罪像一个挽回祭一样，都放在。这个主耶稣的身上来挽回我们。
And so in chapter 4, we see, you know, he's a sacrifice, but he actually wants to bring us into the presence of God.
那么在第四章的时候，他是为了我们而牺牲，他要把我们带回到神的面前来。
下一个。
Next, 下一个。
Now, what he wants us to know is that he can understand. He's merciful, but he can sympathize and understand with our weakness and our sin.
所以因为他是慈悲的神，他会知道我们的软弱。
He says, we do not have a priest who cannot sympathize.
说第四章十五节说，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体贴我们的软弱。
Now, it's not...Unsympathetic is another way of saying he is very sympathetic and compassionate.
他不是不能体贴，就是说 另外一个方法就是说他很能体贴我们的软弱。
He says it's our high priest. He understands, he sympathizes, and he has compassion on our weaknesses.
因为他是一个大祭司，他能够体贴我们的软弱，知道我们的软弱。我现在要说一个很危险的事。
It says he has been tempted in every single way that we are.
他也是，他曾经凡事受过试探，和我们一样。
Do you know that means Jesus has been tempted with every single kind of sin and every single intensity of sin and temptation there ever is?
你们知道吗？主耶稣曾经受过各种各样的罪，都他都接受过试探。
And so what that means is kind of two things.
那是有两件事。
He was tempted in all those ways and never sinned.
但是他虽然受过所有的试探，但是他从来没有犯罪。
But it's important to go back and to realize he sympathizes with us. He understands our weaknesses, so we can go to him without fear.
所以但是重要的是他能够同情，他只同情我们的软弱，也知道我们的软弱，所以我们可以到他的面前来。
But you know, some people think, well, you know, I really don't have a lot of sin in my life, so I don't have to worry about this.
有的人就会说，哦，我根本没有太多的罪，我用不着。
Watch out, don't fall asleep.
Okay, 听着，不要睡着了。
See, when it says here, we can with confidence come to the throne of grace to find mercy.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得到怜恤，蒙恩惠。
You know, some people think, well, I can go there and I don't have to worry about it because there's not a lot of sin in my life, so I can have a lot of mercy.
有的人可能说，我可以到那儿去，我用不着担心，因为我没有什么太大的罪。
And some people think when it says we will find grace to help in time of need, you know, I really don't need God's grace because there's not a lot of sin in my life, so this is really written for somebody else.
所以我常常有人说我需要到神面前来得到恩惠。或者得到随时的帮助，但是我现在可能不需要什么帮助。
But we never know.
但是我们真的是不知道。
You never know.
因为我们真的是不知道。
Now I want to tell you another story.
我现在要再讲一个故事。
But not from Los Angeles, but from Hong Kong.
不是洛杉矶的故事，是香港来的故事。
Last week.
上一个星期。
Last week, I want to first tell you about this snake.
那么上个星期有这么样一个蛇，
好吃，
可以吃的，
很好吃
，very good for eating.
Now this is called a Thai spitting cobra.
一个这个蛇叫做泰国的喷毒的毒蛇。
Now you see that.There's a lot of poison, right?
对，喷出来的是很多的毒液。
No problem.
没问题。
好吃。
可以吃的，它的肉很好吃。
好吃。Now, I will tell you something.
我现在要讲一个故事。
广东人。
Cantonese.
广东人，所有的东西吃的。
They can eat everything. Cantonese can eat everything.
Except for a chair and a table. If it has legs, they'll eat it.
除了凳子、椅子和桌子，凡是有腿的，他们都可以吃。
No legs, they'll still eat it.
没有腿的也可以吃。
Okay. So you gotta be careful.
Okay, 要小心啊。
Okay, now.Last week, I was reading the paper.
上个星期我在读这个新闻。
Watch this.
看到这个。
Okay, you see that?
看到了吗？
Chinese chef dies after a cut off head bites him.
他说有一个中国的厨师 因为有一个被隔断的一个舌头咬了他一口，死掉了。
香港的，这是在 Hong Kong。
这是在香港的事。
Okay, so people come, you know, the snake soup is incredibly good.
有的人起来吃这个蛇羹汤，非常好吃。
So somebody comes to this restaurant and they order snake soup that has this spinning cobra.
那么有的人就来吃这种喷毒的蛇的蛇肉汤，
好吃。
Tastes good.
So you know, the chef has a big board, a big table.
Okay, 这个厨师呢有一个很大的，一个台桌子。
You hold the head, boom.
那么你把那个蛇抓着，用刀一斩。
Boom,
boom, 一斩。
没问题。
No problem.
Put it off to the side.
就把头放在一边。
Then you prepare the snake. I think you probably take the skin off and cook it.
所以他就可能呢，就把这个肉啊，把那个鳞啊拿掉，然后皮割掉，再准备烧汤。
But you have to clean up, right?
那么一定得弄干净，对吗？那么他现在把那个蛇的其他的东西把它扔掉。怎么二十？他割了头以后二十分钟。那么就是二十分钟啊，那个蛇已经死了二十分钟，没头了二十分钟，那个头，那个鱼头。那么那个二十分钟，那个头斩下来了二十分钟以后，那个头还会回过来咬了他一口。我没说谎。Oh, I couldn't hear you.
Go, Yuki, if you don't believe me, go look.
Okay, 你要是不相信我讲的故事，你可以自己去查。
So he dies for a couple of reasons.
他死了有几个原因。所以那个蛇的头虽然被砍掉了，在二十分钟里面，那个里面的神经还在活动，所以你靠近它的时候，它会反咬你一口。你以为它死了，没问题了。第二个问题。OK， 所以有一个解毒的药，如果你马上打了一下的话，应该就不会有问题。
But instead, they cried and shouted and they yelled, and time went by and they never got the antidote.
所以呢，他可能那个时候叫啊、吼啊一阵子，而没有去拿那个解毒的药。那么罪也是有就像这一模一样的。所以你认为罪已经没有了，不成问题了，但是可能呢，你出去旅行，出去到外城里面办事，遇到了一个女人或者是什么样一件事情，罪又回过来咬你一口。
And we have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
You know, sin kills.
是罪会杀。有杀人的能力，所以有一些在我们身体上的一些后果。 我们有一些破碎的关系，那么那里面就包含了罪。那么可能我们就会觉得有一些罪恶感，那么罪恶感呢，就会让我们慢慢的趋向死亡。
But the other choice is that Jesus is the antidote.
但是另外一点，那么主耶稣基督就是这个解毒解罪的一个剂，他你要得到这个注射的解毒剂就会活了，你要有主耶稣基督你也会活。
But the antidote is not a pill that you need, it's not an injection that you get, it's the blood that flowed on the cross of Jesus Christ.
这个主耶稣不是一个药丸，也不是一个针剂，而是他在十字架上所留下的宝血。不要把主耶稣不当一回事，也不要把罪不当一回事。所以如果我们慢慢的睡着了，不理睬基督，也不注意到我们的罪，罪有一天就会突然之间回过来咬我们一口，就像刚才那个舌头一样。
One choice comes from Satan, who is called the accuser of the brethren.
那么这个撒旦有另外一个名称，就是来他来控诉这些弟兄姊妹。所以这个控诉者，这个撒旦就是一直来控诉我们，控诉我们，把我们就弄得很疲劳，没有办法。他让我们，那么他要我们觉得很罪恶感，那我们不愿意转向基督。所以我们可以看主耶稣基督，他是一个大祭司，他被引诱过，被试探过，他能够同情我们，了解我们，我们可以来到他面前。所以你来到他面前的时候，不要忘记他是一个蛮有怜恤、蛮有能够同情我们的大祭司。所以我们不需要在罪里面死掉。
And connected with that is Jesus is the prophet who tells us about God, tells us to see who God is, what sin is.
所以同样的，主耶稣也是这个先知，他告诉我们，神是怎么样的神，什么是罪。
He is also the priest that died for our sins so that he can take us to God and wash away all of those sins and make us clean.
所以他也是这个祭司，他会把我们带到神面前，让的神的宝血把我们的罪洗清。
But Jesus is also our king.I want to say a warrior king who fights the battle for us.
那么同样的，我要说主耶稣是我们的王，我要说他是我们征战的王，他会替我们征战。
You know, here in this passage, it said after he made purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God, which means he's at God's throne as king of the universe.
所以他的当他坐在高天至大的左边的时候， 他就坐在那边宝座上，是一个永永远远的永永远远的神。
And so this is really interesting because a few verses later he goes into the Psalms and he picks one Psalm that says, "Your throne." He's talking about Jesus. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. He's saying Jesus is God on the throne.
所以，然后他就从诗篇里面抽出这一句话说：“神啊。”你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。他就说，主耶稣就是这个神。
Now, if you go to Europe and you see a king, you go to a museum, there's a crown on the head.
你如果到欧洲去，你会看到在这个博物馆里面有一个王所戴的一个皇冠。然后有一根棍子拿着，那表示他是有权力的一个王。
And it often has a lot of jewels, but it says, you know, he's a very expensive and valuable and powerful king.
那么那个帐上面有很多很宝贵的珠宝，就表示说这个王是很贵重的，很值得尊贵的，很有价值的。
That's what the word scepter of righteousness, scepter of your kingdom.
OK, 所以他的拿的一根杖子就是他有这个权。
And what is it a scepter? Righteousness, absolute pure righteousness.
是正直完全正义公义的一个杖。
This is the king who hates sin.
这个是一个王，他恨罪恶。
And loves righteousness.
他喜欢公义。
Now, it goes on again.It says of the Son, sit at my right hand as king until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet.
然后另外说，他坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
When people go hunting in Africa and they shoot a lion,
在非洲的人他们去打猎。然后打到一个狮子。
They put their foot on the lion. It's his enemy. I have conquered.
所以他们就把他脚踩在那个狮子上，说：“这个是我的敌人，我已经征服他了。”
Jesus is the king who is going to conquer every single form of evil and wickedness that there is.
Okay.主耶稣是一个征服者，他要征服所有的罪恶，在世上上任何的罪恶。
And so when Satan comes into our life and he tries to drag us down, we do not have to listen. We can turn to Jesus and have him conquer powerfully any attempt to pull us into sin and to tear us down.
所以当罪恶、魔鬼、撒旦来到我们中间，要把我们拉下来的时候。我们知道有主耶稣基督会为我们征服这个恶者。
And the only thing I can say is praise God.
唯一能说的就是赞美神。
You know, praise God that He is a powerful King.
那么赞美神，他是一个有权力的神。
And we can see that again when we see He is the King and the Priest.
那么我们看到他是王，他是这个祭司。
See, you know, His enemy is sin. That's why it's connected.Purifies sin as our priest. He sits down at the right hand of God. He says that we have this high priest who sits at the right hand of Majesty in heaven, right?
所以他是看到这个，他的敌人就是这个罪，就是这个魔鬼。那么他现在是坐在天上，坐在至高者的右边。
King,
王。
That comes as the priest.
他来到我们中间，成为我们的祭司。
He offers one sacrifice, that is his own body on the cross.
他献上一个牺牲品，是他自己的身体。
He goes back and sits at the right hand of God.
然后他复活了，又回到天上，坐在神的右边。
And he stands there with his foot on our enemy.
他在那里能够把他的脚。踩在我们的敌人身上，那么直到撒旦罪恶完全被征服，不要睡着了。 当我们睡着的时候，我不是说在这个开会的时候睡着。
When we spiritually fall asleep and take our eyes off of Jesus and take sin for granted, Satan comes and fights.
所以当我们在灵里面睡着了，当我们不注意到我们的罪，撒旦就会突然的来攻击我们。
But if you do fall asleep,
如果你睡着了，如果有一个时候你犯了罪，我们要记得最后一件。
You know, what it says about Jesus, the Son of God, as our prophet, priest, and king, comes out at the very end of the book of Romans.
那么是在当说是耶稣基督是神的儿子，我们的先知、祭司、王以后，在罗马书最后一章说到，
no matter how big the battle is,
不管这个征战有多大，
no matter how awful the sin is,
不管我们的罪恶有多么的恶劣，
no matter how strong that temptation is,
不管这个引诱有多么的强，
God holds out a promise to us.
神给了我们一个应许。
Turn to Jesus and find that the God of peace will crush Satan under, look at that, your feet.
所以要转向基督，赐平安的神会将撒旦铲踏在你们的脚下。
And all I can say is praise God.
我只能说的是赞美神。
We have a good king.
我们有一个很好的王。
We have a loving priest.
我们有一个爱我们的祭司。
And we have a faithful prophet.
我们有一个可以信靠的先知。
And because of the Son of God, we can become the children of God.
因为神的儿子的缘故，我们成为神的儿女。
And in fact, we already have become the children of God.
我们已经是神的儿女了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus Christ, we praise you that you are truth.
耶稣基督，我们赞美你，因为你是真理。
We praise you that you are the way.
我们赞美你，因为你是道路。
And we praise you that you are the life.
我们也赞美你，因为你是生命。
We pray that you will continue to have mercy on us.
我们恳求你继续怜恤我们。
Continue to let us experience God.
让我们能够经历神。
Help us to see sin.
帮助我们能够看清楚我们的罪。
And above all, help us to cling to Jesus.
让最要紧的是让我们靠近你。
And I pray that in those times of life when we do fall, that you will come and rescue us and bring us back.
在我们跌倒的时候，你会来拯救我们，把我们带挽回。
In the glorious name of Jesus, we pray.
愿荣耀神的名。
Amen.
祷告。
Let's all stand together, Womanichi Chili, and we'll sing You Are My King in response. Okay, next we'll do the doxology, and we'll first, let's first do it in English, and then we can do it in Chinese. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Lord, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Putian